from the deceitfulness of sin? Do you feel that kind of need? That's an amazing statement. Exhort one another every day, as long as it is called today. This is great, isn't it? As long as it is called today. What do we call this day we're standing in? It's today. Tomorrow, when we wake up, what will we call that day? Today. So today lasts a really long time. We always stand in a constant need of this kind of exhortation. If you have wrestled with sin, you know he speaks the truth. If you have dealt with temptation, you know the persistence of the enemy. If you have tried in the Spirit to avoid temptation, you know it comes at you from every corner. You know the enemy attacks you. And one of the means that God is calling us to here is exhorting one another every day, as long as it is called today. We need this. So the question then is, Hope Church, how will you put this into practice? What kinds of contexts will you welcome and open up so that this kind of exhorting can happen? This kind of encouraging can happen? And our answer is small groups. We're not with each other every day, and yet we can provide a context that will allow relationships to flower and open up so that we give each other permission to speak into one another's lives. We give each other permission. Will you, when I'm falling into sin, will you beg me to stop? Will you plead with me to turn away from temptation? Who have you given permission to do that in your life? Whom have you granted permission to say, if you see me headed in the wrong direction, I need you to call me out? This is the Greek word here is kaleo. It means to call out. Call out with a loud voice. Call me back. I have given Ian Whitfield that particular permission because he's with me almost every day. Not literally, but almost. But we're together a lot. Our people in our small group that we're with, those around us, do they have that permission? Have you said, I need your help? Do you sense the urgency with which the author is calling us here to call out every day, this kind of exhortation to not be deceived by sin? Because we often need an extra set of eyes looking at our lives to help us understand where we're headed. We need one another. It is good to live in a community of people who know us and who have that kind of permission in our lives to speak into our lives and speak truth. It's good to be in a small group. It's good to have people who love you and who are committed to pray to you. One of the unique features of New England life that I discovered upon moving here was the presence, the seemingly ubiquitous presence of Canadian geese. They're everywhere, aren't they? And have you ever seen one by itself? They're everywhere together. They sleep together. They flock together. They block the road together. They fly together. They don't go at life alone. I think they know the benefits of being in small groups. They do. Who are you flying with? They're always in formation together. Who are you in formation with? Who's alongside of you, helping direct your life? Who have you welcomed in and said, I need your help? More than husband and wife. I know that's good and that's true. You need somebody else. You need a group of, who's going to help you move to Germany? Who's going to help you pack up the truck? Who's going to help you stay true to the Lord? What this passage is calling us to is a kind of community that we need each other. We need regular exhortation. And we need to grant one another to permission to say, call me out. If I'm headed in sin, join with me. We need to be in formation with some people. I think this is very urgent, and I beg you to take this seriously. God is calling us to be a kind of community that helps one another get to heaven safely. Because getting to heaven safely is a group effort. I don't believe you can do it on your own because you're not created to be apart from the body of Christ. You are intended to be an integral part of the body. Youth, young people, all the way up to if you're old and gray-headed and you think you're beyond temptation, you're not. All of us are subject to temptation. So please consider this. Please pray. I believe it is the Lord's will that in some way, some fashion, some group that you have this kind of communication, this kind of calling out, this kind of permission to keep us together walking with the Lord. This has to be a part of our lives. Please consider how you'll make that happen. Let's pray together. Lord Jesus, you created us to be a part of a body. We need connection. And I know we're nervous about sharing our hearts because we've all been hurt. We've all been hurt by a careless comment, a careless word in a small group. And so we've decided and said, I'm just going to stay away from small groups. They're too painful. Please help us overcome that kind of hurt. Please let us be gracious with one another. If we have offended or if we have been the offender, would you heal these kinds of hurts that keep us isolated and separated? Father, bring us together in a way that's pleasing in your sight. Let us live according to the principles that you've established. Let us be in formation with one another. And I pray that you would strengthen our faith as believers to walk a walk of faith that is real and authentic and vibrant and is not going to be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. Jesus, help us, help one another, turn away from sin. May we never turn away from you. May we never reject you. So God, do these things in our life, all through the powerful person of Jesus. Amen.